Here we go. Grand Valley State University presents a pretty cool play that's been brought to a 1950s setting. Let's talk about The Imaginary Invalid, and let's talk about it with those in the know. Playing Baleen, Krista Wright. Good morning to you, Krista.
Good morning.
And directing Dennis Henry. Dennis, good morning to you. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Visiting professor of theater, ready to roll with an opening night this Thursday, The Imaginary Invalid. Are you ready?
Absolutely, yeah.
What's the storyline?
Yeah, so there's a man named Argon, and he is a hypochondriac, and he so loves his frequent doctor visits that he wants his daughter to marry a doctor so that he can get free health care. So he tries to force her to marry this man she's never met, who's kind of a buffoon, but she has other plans.
Right. And this is such that I mentioned does open this Thursday in general. What's the run?
It opens this Thursday through Sunday. The Sunday's a matinee. And then next week it picks up on Wednesday night and goes through the following Sunday.
And it's in the beautiful Lin-Maxwell Keller Black Box Theater.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me about your role, if you would, Krista.
I play Baleen, who is Argon's wife, but she's really just a gold digger. So she's just waiting for him to die so that she can get all of his money. But she wants to, she wants him to force his daughters to become nuns so that she gets all the money. And so, like, every time someone, like, comes to marry her, she's like, yeah, cool, whatever, I still get more money. But really, her ultimate goal, she just wants them to go to a convent, and she wants him to die. So,
great. So how do you prepare that character?
It's a lot of method acting. No, I'm just kidding. it's actually just really fun. There's just a lot of like big hand motions and a weird voice, like a higher voice and stuff like that. I don't know.
That's great. Well, better be working, right? Yes, and obviously it is. You are majoring in theater. Tell us a little bit more about you.
Yeah, I'm a senior at Grand Valley. I'm majoring in theater. I'm hoping to go out into the world and start acting. The theater program at Grand Valley is really great. I wouldn't want to go anywhere else, honestly. It's just very welcoming, and it's like a little family, so it's really great.
But the birdie's getting kicked out of the nest, so the big world is waiting for you. Dennis Henry, talking more about The Imaginary Invalid, you're moving the setting of the play to the 1950s. Why is this?
Yeah, well, it was originally written in 1673, and there were two reasons.
And you say written back then,
yeah,
right? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Molière wrote in the late 1600s, and we really wanted to do a play of the sitting. It's been a long time since GV has done a play from this era, but one of the obstacles of we just did a really big musical that had well over 100 costumes for our Jill Hamilton and our small team of costumers. So we also wanted to do something that was more contemporary to give them a little bit of a break there. But we also thought that the themes of this play fit really well with the 1950s and that it could be a little bit more modern for a big student audience who might relate a little better in modern costumes.
Yes. And how has it been, Krista?
Oh, it's been great. We have our first dress rehearsal tonight, so that'll be really fun. It's always so much fun to like get into costume and makeup and do the play because you feel like more like your character.
Walking around the studio, sitting on boxes and much as that. What else have you performed in throughout your years?
Well, I was in Bard to Go earlier this year with Dennis as my director, so that was fun. We just travel around to schools and
our fourth show together.
What'd you say, Dennis?
I said this is our fourth show I've worked with Krista on.
And that's under Karen Libman's involved with that pretty strongly, or is it mostly your project, Dennis?
No, Karen is the one who started Bard to Go, and yeah, sometimes she directs it, and sometimes other people do.
Yes. Like Dennis Henry, yes.
Yeah, I was just agreeing.
Yes, cool. Tell me more about, I guess, the rest of the cast. And Dennis, this is kind of like your finale with Grand Valley as well, right?
Yeah, it will be the last show with Grand Valley. I'm on a 3-year visiting position, so I'd like to rotate people through to get some new blood in. So I've really enjoyed my time and we'll be moving on to something in the future. We'll find out. But yeah, and the rest of the cast is really fabulous. We have a mix from freshmen to seniors. It's a big a nice sized group, and with a lot of different backgrounds. There's some really good singers in the group, and the play features some musical interludes that were very different at the time, and we got rid of the original ones. And since we have this 50s setting, there will be 1950s songs throughout the production, and that's been a lot of fun.
Now, changing from the 17th century to you know, the 1950s, the 20th century, were there language changes? I mean, did you rewrite some of the script? Is that allowed?
Yeah, a little bit. So the translations we're working with, since it's originally written in French, were actually from the 1890s. So we took and those are in public domain. They're back there. And so the language is a little bit more modern, but still sounded a little bit older. So we did go through and change some phrases, particular things that were slang words, particular insults. We look for things that were mid-20th century instead, calling somebody a grease ball and things like that, or an egg instead of some of the terms that they used. So the language changes were minor, just sort of to make it a little bit smoother, but nothing was changed as far as the plot.
Have you acted on stage with your stage husband, Argon?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah. You guys knew each other.
Oh, we've been friends since freshman year, yeah. So we worked together a lot. Actually, our first show at Grand Valley was together, like playing husband and wife. So.
Yes. Okay, you've been there, done that. There you are. Dennis, what is your instruction to the likes of Krista and those who are ready to, grab their degree and run? Where do you start with getting a job in theater these days?
Yeah, that's a tricky one, and one that I had to deal with a couple decades ago. And it's the most important thing is just to keep doing shows. Do every kind of play that you can, because that's the only way you really learn. And so that's the stuff that you learned in classes really becomes bonus, and it supplements what you learn from actually being in a play. So do every single play you can, and not only will that give you experience, you're also going to meet people who are going to want to work with you again if you come with a really good attitude and work ethic.
Have a game plan yet, Krista?
Well, I'm going to...
Through the opening this week, right?
Yeah, exactly. I have the next 2 weeks planned out, and then I'm just going to do a bunch of shows.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, hey, graduation, believe it or not, as the weather starts to shape up, is right around the corner. And then, Dennis, again, such as yourself, having 3 years of super work with Grand Valley, and now you are back out into the real world soon.
Yeah, so I'm going to be in the same place as a lot of these upcoming graduates are going to be, with putting your name out there and going after the jobs.
But it's your passion, and don't look back, right?
Right, yeah. Since when I was in Krista's position, I knew that I wanted to keep doing this, and so I went through some times where, as an actor, you aren't making a whole lot of money, and so you figure out how to get by and get to the next job.
Yes. Why come see the show, Krista, that opens Thursday night?
Why come see it? Because it's awesome. It's a really fun show. It's really funny. I mean, I haven't personally seen it because I'm in it, but I hear that it's like really fun to watch. So.
Yeah, and you've read the storyline and know the characters. Cool. Congratulations to you for your role, and certainly for bringing that sheepskin home soon. Dennis Henry, details from you one more time. You open Thursday.
Yeah, we open Thursday night and run the next 2 weekends through April 7th. And there are some midweek performances, which we don't always do, Wednesday and Thursday of next week as well.
Nice. Get your seat at the beautiful Lynn Maxwell Keller, my former friend. May she rest in peace, Black Box Theater at the Haas Center for Performing Arts. Great venue, obviously, you have. All right, guys, break a leg. The Imaginary Invalid, opening Thursday. Have fun.